Madhava Kunjabi Hari.
Jana Vallabha
devadattamimam ladva. Niloka majitendriya.
Niloka majitendriya.
Yonadriyeta tvatpado.
Yonadriyeta tvatpado.
Sasocho yatma vanchaka.
Sasocho yatma vanchaka.
Devadattamimam ladva.
Devadattamimam ladva.
Niloka majitendriya.
Niloka
Yonadriyeta tvatpado.
Yonadriyeta tvatpado.
Sasocho yatma vanchaka.
Sasocho yatma vanchaka.
Devadattamimam ladva.
Devadattamimam ladva.
Nilokama jitendriya.
Nilokama jitendriya.
Yonadriyeta tvatpado.
Yonadriyeta tvatpado.
Ladies, Vaishnavis, Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. One who has attained this human form of life as a gift from God, yet who fails to control his senses and honor your feet, is surely to be pitied, for he is only cheating himself. Translation and repetition. One who has attained this human form of life,
one who has attained this human form of life,
as a gift from God,
yet who fails to control his
senses
and honor your feet
is surely to be pitied,
for he is only cheating himself.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada or Prabhupada's followers. Lord Shiva here condemns those who refuse to engage in the devotional service of the Supreme Lord. Text 42. Yastvam visrijyate martya atmanam priyamishwaram viparyayanriyartartham visham atyamritam tyajan. That mortal who rejects you, his true self, dear most friend and Lord, for the sake of sense objects, whose nature is just like the opposite, refuses nectar and instead consumes poison. Purport by Srila Prabhupada's followers. The person described above is pitiable because he rejects that which is actually dear, the Lord, and accepts that which is not dear and is ungodly, temporary sense gratification, which leads to suffering and bewilderment. Aham brahmata vibhuda munayas chamalasrayaha Sarvatmana prapannastvam atmanam preshtam ishwaram. I, the Shiva speaking, Lord Brahma, the other demigods, and the pure-minded sages have all surrendered wholeheartedly unto you, our dearmost self and Lord. Tam tva jagatstityuddhayanta hetum samam prasantam suhiratma daivam ananyamekam jagaratma ketam bhavapavargaya vajamatevam. Let us worship you, the Supreme Lord, to be freed from material life. You are the maintainer of the universe and the cause of its creation and demise. Equipoised and perfectly at peace, you are the true friend, self and worshipable Lord. You are one without a second, the shelter of all the worlds and all souls. Purport. Srila Sridhara Swami states that the Lord is a true friend because he sets one's proper intelligence into motion if one desires to know the truth about God and the soul. Srila Jiva Goswami and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti both emphasize that the term bhavapavargaya indicates the highest liberation of pure love of Godhead, characterized by unalloyed devotional service unto the Lord. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti also explains that the Supreme Lord is samam, perfectly objective and balanced, whereas other living beings having an incomplete grasp of reality cannot be perfectly objective. Those who surrender unto the Lord also become fully objective by taking shelter of His Supreme Consciousness. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Swami Follower's Translation Purport, Text 41 to 44. Canto, this is chapter 63, canto 10, Srimad Bhagavatam, in the matter of Lord Krishna fights with Banasur, spoken here in the Mahaprabhu Mandir, in Melbourne, Australia, on the, today's the 31st of August, 2007, Christabdo, the 521st year of our Lord Chaitanya, 521 Gorabda. Hari Om Tat Sat. So, here Shiva is himself explaining how, especially to have a human form of life is a gift of God. And the human form of life is actually meant that we can achieve Krishna. It's a possible, more than other animal, birds and other species of life, it's not so easy to achieve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One doesn't have that kind of developed consciousness in most cases. But as a human being, one can start to prioritize things and see things as they are. The problem is the material energy is so attractive for the conditioned soul that we think that we're going to be happy by gratifying our senses. And this is the illusion. So he starts off in text 41 by saying, Atma Vanchakaha. Someone who is cheating himself. A Vanchak means who is a cheater. But in this case, who is he cheating? Normally people want to cheat somebody else to make some profit. But in this case, the person is cheating himself. Because he could get the highest liberation, Bhava Pavarga, he could end the whole cycle of reincarnation. He can achieve the highest spiritual happiness. But instead, he's simply going after sense gratification. So in text 42, Lord Shiva further develops this idea that actually someone who rejects Krishna, who is actually their true self, he's the self of the self. And he's our dearmost friend, and he's also our Lord and protector. But we turn our face away from him just so that we can enjoy sense objects. Which is the opposite nature. The sense objects don't give us any shelter. They just put us into bewilderment, make us identify with the body. So in this way, we're refusing nectar, eternal nectar, and instead we're consuming poison. So Lord Shiva is speaking very heavily, considering that he's really criticizing also his own devotee, Banasura, who was serving him but also for some reason became inimical to Vishnu. This Banasur, as I remember, his capital is in Tejpur, in Assam. And there's still some ruins there from his palace. So Banasur is a descendant of Prahlad, and somehow he gave up devotional activities and became demoniac. I mean, it's a demoniac family, but a devotional family within that race. So because of this bad association, somehow he had a bad association, but he became like this, inimical to Vishnu, became demonic, in spite of having been a very faithful devotee to Shiva. So in Guwahati, Assam, which is a neighboring kingdom, that Boma Dev, the descendant of Krishna, of Bhubaraha, descendant of Krishna and Bhumi Devi, he was living, and somehow he associated with Banasur, who had so many mystical powers, who had become demoniac, inimical to Vishnu. So he became a demon. He was born in a good family, was a Krishna conscious family, had all the good environment, but unfortunately, because of bad association, he became misled. So from Boma Dev, he became Bomasura. And then Bomasura, he had kidnapped all the young princesses, 16,000 young princesses, who had written to Krishna, "So please save us. We all want to accept you as our shelter. We want you to marry us." So, also the place where these princesses were kept prisoner is also still available, visible near Guwahati, about 30 kilometers from Guwahati. Sometime we went there with our safari. You were there? Bomasura, he became a great devotee of Kamakhya, who is Durga, a form of Durga. There's a Kamakhya temple in Guwahati. So that's considered a Shakti Pita. And people who perform tantric vratas or penances there, in order to get tantric mystic powers, they can achieve their mystical powers in 1/4 the time. If it says you'd have to chant 100,000 mantras, whatever the mantra is, tantric mantra, then you can chant 25,000, you'll see the same result. Just like if you go to Mayapur, it says you get 1,000 times the benefit. So, but this is 4 times the benefit. But for tantric. So this Banasura, he was very devoted to Kamakya Devi. And he was absorbed in his sense gratification. But he was strange because he's worshipping Durga, really attracted by her beauty. At one time he proposed to Durga that he wanted to have sexual relations with her. So the demons are totally out of control. Even they're worshipping the deity, they want to have sex with the deity. So I mean, it was pretty strange. But then she said, well, because she had promised him a blessing or something and didn't expect this. But she's already married to Shiva. And she's very chaste. But she said, all right, since you asked me, but then how do I know you're worthy for me? If you can build from the sunset until the cock crows in the morning, a stone pathway so wide that my devotees can climb up the hill. You see, her temple's on top of the Kamakya Hill, overlooking the Brahmaputra. If you can finish that road in that time with your own bare hands, then I'll know that you're qualified. So starting, you know, wait till the sunset, and then furiously he's building, gathering the rocks and putting there and building, I mean, single-handedly in one night, it's about 1 kilometer long. So it's a tremendous, and that 5,000 years ago, that road is still there. Banasura's road is, not Banasura, but the Bomasura road is still there. And many devotees walk up. Now there's a highway also, being like a regular paved road, you can drive up to the top. But those who want to walk, this walking road made of stone by Bomasura is still there. So when he was just going to put the last stone in, the cock crowed. And so he failed to finish in time. And he couldn't get his desire fulfilled, but Durga got a free road out of it. So when Krishna came there to rescue these princesses, he knew it was going to be a fight with Bomasura now. So because Satyabhama is the origin of Bhumi Devi, he took Satyabhama with him on Garuda and flew there. Apparently Krishna came to this valley more than once. One time he came by horses, and there's a place called Aswa Klanta where the horses had run the whole way. And they were so tired that he took them to the Brahmaputra river to drink water. But their hooves were so hot from running all the way from Dwarka to Guwahati that they melted the stone. So the hoof prints of the horses are still there, melted in the stone in the side of the Brahmaputra river. And also Krishna's footprints are there as well. So people go there and they do Srad, bathing the footprints of Lord Krishna. So that place is called Aswa Klanta. Anyway, when Krishna came with Satyabhama, then this whole city, this fortress of Bomasura, was protected by so many mystical safeguards. Electricity and different kinds of lightning, different all kinds of mystical protection. So it was very difficult for anybody to get through all this fortress. He was very well fortified and protected. But Krishna just called the Sudarshan Chakra, and by his brilliant effulgence, it counteracted all this tantric mysticism. And then So eventually Bhaumasura came out and was fighting directly with Krishna. And Bhaumasura had some very dangerous weapon which was supposed to be undefeatable. And so he was about to release that weapon on Krishna. So then he asked Satyabhama, "What do you want me to do? He's your son. He's now attacking me with a dangerous weapon." Then she said, "Okay, take him out." Or whatever. Gave permission. So then Krishna finished off Bhaumasura. Then Kamatya, then what happened was the daughter of Bhaumasura came, he's also known as Narakasura, because he was such a hellish personality. She came out half naked with a big chopper in her hand to attack Krishna. But Krishna doesn't fight with women. It's his principle not to fight with a woman, with any woman. But then just at that moment, Kamakya Devi appeared, and since she's the worshipable deity of their family, their Ishta Devi, then immediately the daughter of Narakasura bowed down and to Kamakya Devi. The Kamakya said, "Touch the feet of Krishna. He's going to be your uncle-in-law. So you should respect him. He's going to be like your uncle-in-law, like your father." So then, taking the order of Kamakya Devi seriously, she went and touched Krishna's lotus feet, put the dust on her head. This way she also got purified to some extent. So later, she became the wife of Garudkach. Because Garudkach was also half Bhima, half demon. And so he was a devotee, but he was too harsh for a human lady. He was too heavy, because he's also half demon, half Rakshasa. But he was, now, since he's Bhima's son, he also was a devotee, but he just had this really heavy character. So it was a bit too heavy for the normal ladies, human ladies. So because then Krishna suggested that he marry this Narakasura's daughter, because she touched Krishna's feet, she became a little bit mellow, a little pure. She became somewhat purified, but she's also quite a heavy character, since she's the daughter of Narakasura, but also granddaughter of Krishna. Anyway, there's a... so many lilas there. So eventually Garudkach married her. That's another pastime. So here Shiva is saying that people who give up their opportunity to serve you and go after sense gratification, they become so unfortunate. So even someone who's a son of Krishna, they could also go off by bad association. We have to be very careful about the association we keep. Prahlad Maharaj says that this association is like a mirror. Whoever we associate, we tend to take on their qualities. So if we're only associating with non-devotees, then it's very easy to also start to just identify and do the same things they do. And even though we try to explain to them how controlling our senses and worshipping God, this is worshipping Krishna, this is actually the highest purpose of life, we get nectar. But most people, they don't have that taste yet. So it's very difficult for them to understand even what you're talking about. So that's why Lord Rupa and Sanatana Goswami were advising that by any means we should get people first attached to Krishna. Bring them to the festival, feed them some prasadam, get them to chant, just like chant and be happy. If you just go and immediately, this is the 10th canto, this is the liberation part of the Bhagavatam. If you just go out to people and tell them this, which is very heavy statements from Lord Shiva, probably for most people it goes over their head, or somehow they can't understand, because they know nothing else other than sense gratification. But actually, the real purpose of life is to control our senses and to experience eternal nectar to achieve our pure devotional service of Krishna. So here Shiva is saying that I, Brahma, all the devas, the rishis, the pure-hearted rishis, we've all wholeheartedly surrendered to you. You're our dearmost self and our Lord. So he wants to worship the Lord, to be freed from the material life. The Lord is the maintainer of the universe, the cause of creation and destruction. But he is perfectly at peace. Sometimes we have a friend, but the friend may not really be at peace. The friend has his own or her own motives, and sometimes a friend may actually mislead us into just like a Banasura somehow misled Narakasura. But here somehow Banasura is getting more mercy in the sense that he's not being killed by Krishna because of his service to Shiva. And also because he's a descendant from Prahlad Maharaj. So Banasura somehow is getting the mercy because of the intervention of Shiva. So Shiva is explaining. Shiva is saying, you are one without a second. You are the shelter of all the worlds. You're the shelter of all the souls. Ekam ananyam ekam jagat atma hetam. Without a second, ananyam, no other. Ekam, the one, the unique. Jagat atma hetam. The soul of the universe. The shelter of the universe. Bhava pavargaya. Bhava means bhava pavargaya. There's bhava and bhava. So this is bhava. To end the repetition of material life. Bhava apavarga. To stop it. And be able to go back to home, back to Godhead. So this side by side, we have the material life, we have our spiritual life. So how to control our senses, engage in Krishna service, so that we can get back to Krishna at the end of this life. Prahlada Grihastha, Bali Maharaj's Grihastha, Somanida Grihastha is there, but at the same time they are doing devotional service. So like this, how to remain as a Krishna conscious devotee even when we're in contact with the material world. By using our senses in Krishna's service. So this bhakti yoga is possible to be in the material world and take shelter of Krishna. So therefore Lord Chaitanya, he was spreading this sankirtan movement that people should chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So people could achieve this perfection. Normally it's very difficult to achieve perfection. As a human being, it takes a long time. But in Kali Yuga, which is considered a very materialistic yuga, if one does try to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then they can achieve Krishna consciousness relatively very easily, in just a short time, so by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So somehow we want to give people this opportunity so they don't cheat themselves, they don't miss out on the great blessing that they could have. They could get back to Krishna, they could end the whole cycle. Brahmando bhamite kono bhagyavan jeev guru krishna prasade phai bhakti lota beach. We're wandering around the different universes, millions and billions and trillions of births. And finally we meet, we get the desire that we want to achieve Krishna. And by Krishna's mercy, we're given the shelter of a guru. And by the guru's mercy, then we can achieve Krishna. So we want that people will take advantage of this mercy of Lord Chaitanya. How to market it in such a way when people are totally bewildered. They think that this Material sense gratification is the way for happiness. Although if you study it systematically, like Kapila Muni studied, actually people are simply suffering. They enjoy a little bit and then they suffer because of that bewilderment that the material enjoyment gives them. So, how to survive all these tests? It's a big challenge. But if we take shelter of Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, Guru, then we can achieve that perfection in this lifetime. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So thank you very much.